Chapter 1.
Mischief and mayhem were running amok in South Jersey. Mischief, or as I called her, Aunt Ginny, was on the warpath, flanked by her first-in-command, Mayhem, also known as my black smoke Persian Figaro, the instigator. Today their battleground was the kitchen, and the enemy was knee-deep in the hoopla, installing pearl-gray cabinets and black and silver granite countertops. Aunt Ginny barked out orders like Patton leading the Allied forces through France. "If any one of you put so much as a single scratch on my Romba cuckoo clock, there will be hell to pay. My first husband Lovell brought that home from Germany in 1945. It survived three wars, a fire, and Hurricane Sandy. I'll be darned if it's going down because of a slipshod kitchen remodel." I'd been stranded in Cape May with my 80-ish great aunt ever since I was lured up here to attend my 25th high school reunion a few weeks ago, and was voted most likely to kill a cheerleader. I'd never wanted to return to the birthplace of my most painful memories, but I'd come to accept that Cape May had a certain charm, one that I'd call better than a sharp stick in the eye. I'd been away long enough to forget that Aunt Ginny teetered on the edge of crazy. Now it was my job to look after this rickety old rattle-trap and the house. With two redheads under the same roof and one of them having just bought a wakeboard on extremesportsforseniors.com, I think 20 years in the women's prison would have been easier. We'd been undergoing a major refurbishment to transform the Queen Anne Victorian into a quaint, beachy bed and breakfast so I'd have a way to support Aunt Ginny and she could keep her independence. A new roof had been laid, the porch and swing had been repaired, and the entire outside of the house had been freshly painted in Easter egg shades of butter yellow, baby pink, and lavender. A wooden shingle hung in the front yard proclaiming us the Butterfly House B&B, punctuated with a giant blue and black butterfly. I'd gotten the local radio station to run a call-in contest giving away passes to our special fall fling event. The free weekend got me some generosity points and sent me four sets of guests to be my guinea pigs. There was still a long list of projects to be completed before we officially launched our grand opening, not the least of which was to find ways to keep Aunt Ginny and Figaro from scaring off the clientele. I ran upstairs with my checklist to the guest bedroom we'd named the Swallowtail Suite and inspected the work. "Smitty!" A little man with a perfectly round bald head like a crystal garden globe and deep-set cow eyes danced into the room. "What's up, boss?" "Smitty, why is this room painted Island Pool? It's supposed to be buttercream. Island Pool was for the Adonis Blue Suite. It matches the king-size duvet in that room." Smitty returned a blank expression. "It's a theme." Smitty scratched his head. "We've talked about it at length." Smitty grunted and pulled a folded checklist out of his paint-smeared overalls. He frowned and looked up into my eyes. "I can fix that." Then he gave me a Benny Hill backhanded salute and a whoop, 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 whoop from the Three Stooges and shimmied backwards out of the room. I sighed. Itty-bitty Smitty, as everyone called him, was my general contractor. He was highly recommended by Handyman Haven, and I now suspected he either had dirt on the owner or they sent him to me in a self-survival effort to get him off their referral list. He was the only handyman within my budget who was available on short notice. I was starting to see why. I heard a crash on the first floor, and Figaro slinked up the stairs and sat at my feet. "What did you do?" He licked his paw and gave me an innocent look before wiping it on his ear. I ran down the stairs to the kitchen to see workmen cleaning up a stack of broken stone tiles that were left over from laying the new kitchen floor. "No problem, ma'am. Julio knocked the slate over while backing up to install the new cooler. Everything is A-OK." The new cooler was a 72-inch triple door.